Speaking to journalists after visiting the Protection of Civilian Site, or POC, in Juba Friday, Lydia Zigomo, Regional Director of the United Nations Population Fund, or UNFPA, for East and Southern Africa, says South Sudanese leaders need to protect the country's children.
I would love to not see children, and I call them children, of aged 13, 12 and below having children. Because that is not going to lead to a progressive society. So we want to see women who are having children, having them at the right age, by choice, and with the right support. And that the men of South Sudan, and I do hear that there are some very progressive men's organizations in this country, supporting that. Because once we do that, a healthy woman creates a healthy family, in turn a healthy community, and overall a healthy nation. And that's what we need to see in South Sudan.
Zigomo, who also participated in the recently concluded International Women's Leadership Conference in Juba, visited the Juba Teaching Hospital and the Juba POC site to see living conditions of internally displaced persons, or IDPs. Zigomo says girls and youth should have access to education, and peace does not only mean the absence of war.
I think one of the things that should, and I'm sure is happening, but maybe they need to continue to push for, is make the time to come out and speak to their people. Because I think the what I see is people are prepared to speak. They are prepared to speak out and say what is happening.
Zigomo says traditional and religious leaders also have a role to play in shaping culture and societal norms to foster peaceful society.
Peace is not just the absence of war or conflict. It's also about the absence of GBV, gender-based violence. So we really want to make sure that peace is understood in all its forms, and not just a focus on the political peace, but also peace in the homes and peace in relationships that people have with each other.
In some South Sudanese communities, young girls are still forced into marriage in exchange for cows. The price of a daughter, determined in negotiations between her father and would-be husband, is typically between 50 and 100 cows. UNFPA says it continues to support efforts in eliminating child marriage, including through its work with the government, through educating men and boys to actively participate in the promotion and safeguarding of girls' and women's rights, and working with traditional chiefs. Though South Sudanese law limits marriage to those age 18 and over, the law is rarely enforced, particularly in rural areas. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.